We're talking.
Our markets. Looking for Marcus Uster. It's been a while now. I suppose Parliament has been looking for a lot of people. A lot of people. And Marcus Uster is one of them. He'll be subpoenaed by Parliament. But there are complications, aren't there, Tehila? You want to tell us about that story? Good morning once again.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, so now that Parliament, the Standing Committee on Finance, has agreed to issue a summons for former Steinhoff CEO Marcus Uster, there's a couple complications. The one is that a court might have to rule whether Uster is in fact allowed to come before the committee, because he is also facing a criminal investigation by the Hawks. And the chairperson of the Committee on Finance in Parliament, Yunus Karim, admitting yesterday that Uster's lawyers might actually take the subpoena by Parliament to court as well to challenge that. And the other thing that's the problem is that Uster's whereabouts are in fact unknown. He's not yet been seen in public since that December crash, and the details and the time and the place for the delivery of the summons by the sheriff of the court are not yet known. And Uster has declined two previous invitations to appear before MPs to explain that December crash when he resigned just the day before when Deloitte refused to release the company's financial statements, and just apologizing for accounting irregularities, which saw the company lose 85%.
Do you know where the guy lives? He lives in Val d'Avie. When you go for the polo, dear ministers, you can just nudge him and say, oh, Marcus, come through. Anyway.